Hey, believer, welcome to From Head to Heart. Do you know in your head God loves you, but struggle to feel it in your heart? Have you ever been let down by people so you believe God will let you down too? Do you ever feel like you have to choose between God or your feelings? I'm Jessica, someone who loves Jesus but didn't grow up in the church. For a long time, I believed that if I didn't take care of myself, then no one would. I believed so many lies about my worth and identity in Christ. I wondered if I would ever be able to discern God's voice over my voice. I realized that even in my mistakes, with all the choices I made, I am still loved by a God whose love isn't transactional. Now is your time to finally know and understand God's love for you, that you can trust God and hear from God. If you are ready to grow your relationship with God and need a starting place to process your feelings, pull up a seat and join us at the table. Today is the first day you begin to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. Hey friend, welcome to From Head to Heart. My name is Jessica Huddle and I'm your host. Today we're going to be talking about hearing God's voice over the lies from the enemy. And I hear from you, the listener, inside of our private Facebook community about what's going on with your heart and what is it that you're working through. Most recently, I posted in the group, if you could describe yourself in one word, what would it be right now? And a lot of you had shared that it was dealing with self-esteem or not good enough. And I think that the enemy's voice is so just loud in our lives because we have these grievances that come against us, and then we have people speaking over us, and we just have a really hard time discerning between the voices that we hear, whether it's through our feelings and what they communicate or what the enemy is trying to really just distract us with. Now, you can also join us inside the Facebook group community. Again, it's free. You can hit the link below and join us. We'd love to have you inside of the community with us. But you know, I think hearing God's voice requires us to think about what we're thinking about instead of allowing what comes to have the ultimate say over our lives. I think most of the time we are not really thinking about what we're thinking about. And so whatever thought comes, we take that trail. We start walking that path and we start to then walk the path more. And the path soon becomes a six-lane highway. And this is actually something I talk about in my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, how much our thoughts can evolve into the six-lane highway. And now it feels so hard to change that thought. And so much is happening in our brains when that is happening, you know, just the neural pathways that we're creating, how the neurons are firing, and when they start wiring together, we just don't even begin to realize what is truth and what is reality anymore. So we often will try to deny our reality exists. And so we pretend everything's fine when it's not. And we start to do things based on the thoughts that are coming. And so we just have to be able to discern what is right, good, true, honorable. But in order to do so, it comes with this quality time. I think as believers, we often want a formula, like how do I hear God's voice? And we want to know if I read, if I do this, if I pray this. We read and hear testimonies of how people hear from God. I'll say that I feel like I've heard from God. And so much of that isn't necessarily from one thing or another. It's really about communication. It's about intimacy. It's about reading, because the Holy Spirit reveals things to us. It's alive when we're reading scripture. So the Holy Spirit's going to speak to us. But really, no matter the phrase or word someone uses to speak over us, if someone tells a lie to us, or if they tell it long enough, we begin to believe it's true, right? And so the words that we meditate on will become the words that we reproduce. Anything in repetition builds something. Relationships, spending time in the word, it's only compounding over time. So we may be creating stories about ourselves based on other people's opinion and pain. I like to use an analogy of us really being sponges. Whenever we're using a sponge, we are going to be soaking up whatever is in that surrounding, right? And then whenever we wring out the sponge, it's not going to be something different. It's going to be the same thing. So if we're sponges, whatever we are soaking up in our surroundings, whoever we are around, if they're constantly speaking about sickness, if they're constantly speaking death, if they're constantly living as a victim, we are soaking up those surroundings if we are allowing ourselves to do that, right? Because we can be around those people, but also not pick up what they are putting out, so to speak. So what we soak in will flow from our hearts and right out of our mouths. The question turns to us. What are we soaking in? Opinions, past moments, trauma, pain, joy, the truth? Because we can soak both truth and lies into our lives. Hearing God's voice requires us to know the truth and to recognize the lies that really expose the darkness, because truth exposes darkness. And we bring God's word into our current thoughts. Our thoughts are then really confronted with these two opposing viewpoints. And since Jesus is the embodiment of truth, anything that goes against his word is a lie. In my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, I go into really depth of what is happening when we're feeling feelings of anxiousness, when we start to have worry or dread. Most of the time, some of you might even really wrestle with feeling altogether. And so for me to talk about thinking about your thoughts or having feelings, it could be very overwhelming for you. So I highly recommend you pick up my book, Face Off With Your Feelings. The link is in the show notes below, to really get into a healthy, I don't want to say even habit, but a healthy position with the Lord in your feelings, so that you can begin to honor them both as you move in and out of different seasons of life. We begin to really program our brains and hardwire our brains when we continue to think about the same thoughts. And the way that we live also reinforces the thoughts. When our thinking begins to change, when we elevate our thinking to God's truth, that's when we really begin to prune those old neural pathways to begin to form new ones. And so Jesus really invites us to see his perspective toward our pain, toward our circumstances. And he welcomes, through healing, his kindness, his compassion, and extending that towards our pain and our experiences. When we're holding really both our feelings and God's truth and listening for God's voice, I want you to think about these three questions. What kind of fruit is my life creating right now? What do I think about most of the time? And how are my thoughts making me feel? This can be a huge indicator of, am I listening to God's voice? Am I hearing lies from the enemy? What fruit? So what is, when you're thinking about something, do you start to instantly have worry? Do you instantly start to have dread? Do you start to feel sick to your stomach? Do you start to get a headache? Do you start to feel lethargic? Do you start to react and respond to people around you in a very negative way? Do you want to isolate yourself? These are all really good questions to ask, because if I'm thinking about what is good and right and true, then I will have a clear thought process. Things will not feel like dread. They won't feel like it's bringing destruction. So these questions really begin to challenge us. What am I thinking about? Am I hearing God's voice? And I think that's a huge indicator, especially when I think so many, especially women that I work with, they are so paralyzed by fear of making a decision because they just want to hear from God. And I think that the constant evaluation, I think there is a healthy response of praying, seeking the Lord, seeking wise counsel, and then making a decision versus stewing and being overwhelmed and being worried about which decision to go because we're so afraid to make a choice. I think that's where the enemy really likes to keep us. John 8:44 tells us that Satan is not only a liar, but he's also the father of lies. There is no truth in him. The enemy is a liar. He wants to replace the truth in our hearts and souls with deception. If the enemy can keep us distracted and focused really on our painful lies, he can keep us distant. So if he can keep us distracted, he can get us to be distant from God. Therefore, opposing the lies will only come through growing our relationship with the Father, which tunes our ears to hear God's voice on a personal level. I know maybe that you came here for just tell me what to do to hear God's voice. But I think that it's empowering when we learn to discern what is good, right, and true, according to scripture, according to what he says about kindness, according to what he says about how he directs our paths. And a simple breath prayer that I often pray is, Lord, direct my paths into truth, meaning I want you to take me into the paths that lead to truth, that what you have for me. And I can always tell when my thoughts are stemming from lies. Is my body posture, my mood, how I'm thinking, is it making me feel down? And so one, of course, scripture. We're always going to be able to discern God's voice when the scripture is in our hearts, when we're reading God's word, when we're more importantly building the relationship with God, not just opening our Bible to do Bible time and to do study time. It's, am I establishing this relationship? Am I thinking about scripture, what I read this morning over the course of the day? So ask yourself, what is my life producing? What kind of fruit is it producing? What am I thinking about most of the time? And how are my thoughts making me feel? Again, if you really need a starting point for this, I highly recommend you pick up my book, Face Up With Your Feelings. It is for the one that is afraid to feel, that doesn't know how to feel, that may not even feel safe with God, and maybe just even struggling to communicate. But really, Face Off With Your Feelings is about facing off with the feelings that lead you to believe the lies from your past that are really withholding you from the future that God has for you in Him. I'd love to see you on Instagram at Jessica Hoddle, or join us over in the Facebook community. Again, it's free. Hit the link below, but also don't forget to pick up your copy of Face Off With Your Feelings so that you can begin to hear God's voice over the lies from the enemy, and definitely not listening to your feelings because they are real, but they're not the truth. As always, don't forget to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. How free would you feel if your feelings didn't get the final say in your life, but God's word did? Many of us allow our feelings to be the engine in our lives instead of the caboose. We are run by our feelings when we run away from them. But as I teach in my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, we no longer have to run and hide from our feelings. Our feelings can lead us into a deeper relationship with God. Whether you feel too busy to slow down, believe you are not worth the time, the effort, or the fight, you feel so overwhelmed with where to start, or have no idea how to take your thoughts captive, question your thoughts, or renew your mind, my book, Face Off With Your Feeling, helps you create space step by step to heal the tender places of your soul. In my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, I teach you how worthy you are of love and healing because of our good Father in heaven. I write from my own journey, and I share simple, tangible action steps for you to take as you work through the process of healing, including changing the way you think about God to change the way you live with God, creating the space you need to find healing, discovering how to get the word of God from your head into your heart, experience and love of God through relationship and not works, and finally, finding freedom from shame about what you feel so that you can heal. So if you are ready for your feelings to not be the engine in your life that runs you, but rather the caboose, pick up my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, by heading to jessicahoddle.com/shop today.